Complesso Monumentale San Pietro, the Monumental Complex of St. Peter. The Monumental Complex of St. Peter is located in the city's old Jewish quarter. Its origins are still uncertain, but it seems that a noblewoman from Marsala, called Adeodata, founded a monastery on this site in the late 6th century. There's no information on the fate of the original building, since the church and a monastery complex that you're seeing here dates from the 16th century. An immediately striking feature at the centre of the facade, dating from 1569, is the fine sunburst rose window in an octagonal inset. In the pediment, you can see the keys and the tiara, which are symbols of St. Peter. The church interior has a single nave floor plan with a barrel vault ceiling. As recorded on a memorial stone to the right of the entrance, the church was consecrated by the Bishop of Marsala, Bartolomeo Castelli, in 1716. Also, to the right of the entrance, you'll notice a 16th century holy water font from the school of Gaggini. The church is decorated with many 17th and 18th century paintings, most notably the representation of Saint Benedict by Antonio Mariano de Cornia. The recently restored monastery is now used as a cultural centre and houses the city museum, which is divided into three sections: the archaeology section, the section on the Italian Risorgimento and Garibaldi, and the section on popular traditions. Rising up on the outside corner of the monastery, between Via Undici Maggio and Via Anselmi, is the Specola. This is a tall quadrangular tower with a double open gallery or loggia and a pyramid-shaped roof in tones of colour ranging from white to green. In the old days, it was used as a lookout tower by the nuns from the monastery's enclosed orders so that they could watch the processions without being seen. You can walk in through the spacious entrance hall and feel that you're in an oasis of peace in the heart of the city. Part of the original loggia has been preserved, and a large room with cloister vault ceilings, once used as a refectory, looks onto the loggia. In summertime, this space is used for theatre performances, shows and concerts. Make sure you get all the information on the current events programme. We suggest you come by in the evening when the artificial lighting enhances the view of the complex, giving it a particularly evocative appearance.